And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Mexico's president says President Trump has agreed to pause possible tariffs on the country for a month. Mexico's agreed to send more forces to the border to stop drug trafficking. Trump says he's spoken with Canada's prime minister and will again today about tariffs. CBS's Natalie Brand.
There are just a ton of industry groups and key stakeholders really sounding the alarm about the impacts to industry and the American consumer.
And apparent shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
It's something that Elon Musk has had his sights on in recent days. Over the weekend, even he called USAID a criminal organization and said that it needs to die.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the hope is the jet that crashed last week can be pulled from the Potomac River.
First step here, they think, will be to recover one of the engines that's resting on basically the midsection of the airplane.
CBS News brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While it is technically winter, Mother Nature has been playing a few tricks this year. No ice is safe ice, and especially with the rising and falling temperatures. On Friday, a UTV went through the ice on Peatonwell Lake. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports it happened about a half mile north of the Peatonwell County Park boat landing. The UTV operators made it safely back to shore. Using a drone, the Sheriff's Office noted several areas of concern with thinning ice and open water on Peatonwell. On Saturday, a UTV went through the ice on Castle Rock Lake. It happened about 300 yards south of the Castle Rock County Park boat landing. The driver made it safely back to shore. Again, the Adams County Sheriff's Office used a drone to make note of several areas of concern on Castle Rock Lake. They recommended using caution if you choose to go on the ice in these conditions. Transit Equity Day is celebrated tomorrow on February 4th. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and a means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country. The monthly vet breakfast is today at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids at 9. There is no Heroes Cafe in February. They'll resume in March on the 12th, which is the second Wednesday of the month. This Wednesday is the American Legion Post 9's monthly meeting. It begins at 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee has now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to things when they talk about. That's helped shape my career on how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys. But I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. With snow heavy at times, temperatures are hovering in the low 30s. And winds a bit breezy, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. As we stay mostly cloudy tonight, we fall cold, down to the single digits. And tomorrow, we'll be battling a wind chill. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Greg is off. He will be back tomorrow. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter later this hour after the 11:30 news. Big shake up in the gaming world over cheating. Elmo cheats, Calvin.
Yeah, this is a saga that goes back several years.
I'm so looking forward to getting all the details about this. People upset with Elon Musk, not for having, I don't know, unauthorized access to the Social Security system and all of our Social Security. That's not what people are upset about. They're upset about that Elon cheats on games. But we'll get to that. After the 11:30 news, we will wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it is the just try and take it edition. You're going to like it. Stick around for that. Right now, though, just as we were coming back on the air, we had been talking with Emily Cephos about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The election is April 1st. Very, very important race. We'll determine whether or not we get to keep the fairer maps that we have, or we go back to the way that it used to be. But Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, shared this in our group chat. Michael Gabelman is backing Brad Schimmel for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Is this really the flex that they think that is? Have we forgotten who Michael Gabelman is? Michael Gabelman, the guy that Robin Voss hired and paid well over $1 million to find evidence of massive voter fraud that stole the election from Donald Trump in 2020. Yeah, there was no evidence of massive voter fraud that swung the election. There was no evidence that Michael Gabelman found anything. And even Robin Voss, towards the end of it, was like, I think he should be fired. I think he should be stripped. I don't know, Brad Schimmel, maybe you want to distance yourself a little bit from that shining endorsement from Michael Gabelman. I find that amusing. We're going to move on, however, and talk about tariffs and us. This is something, Calvin, that we had numerous guests on repeatedly in the months leading up to the election about what this would mean and who actually pays tariffs. And it's not the companies who are importing, it is exporting, it is the companies that import these items and then raise prices and pass those prices on to us. Wisconsin's senior senator Ron Johnson, typically all in lockstep with this second Trump administration, made an appearance earlier this morning on a far-right network and appeared to take a different stance. Calvin, do we have that clip from Ron Johnson, please?
But in general, Tariffs are a tax. When you tax something, you get less of it. So we'll probably get fewer imports, but then with retaliation, fewer exports. Smoot-Hawley was not a particularly successful round of tariffs back, helped spark the depression. So I share the market's concern in terms of, but we'll see what Trump really has in mind here. I know he used tariffs very effectively when Remain in Mexico wasn't working until Mexico started cooperating under the threat of tariffs. So again, I can't predict exactly how this comes out, but I'm concerned.
We're all concerned, Ron, and it's just interesting to hear him admit any concerns, although he left himself some wiggle room there, Calvin, so he can stay in Trump's good graces, because that, first and foremost, is the goal of every Republican politician now.
Well, yeah, and I think at the end of the day, these politicians ultimately do, to some extent, represent their constituents, and from what I've seen with Trump supporters, there's this blind faith in him that even if on the face and your common sense tells you that this isn't going to work or it's going to affect us negatively, it's because Trump did it. There has to be some way that it's going to work out in the end, because Trump is a genius and is going to figure everything out.
He's a very stable genius who's playing 4D chess that the rest of us just don't appreciate his level of brilliance. Now, earlier this morning, right as we were coming on the air, Donald Trump said that they will pause this 25% tariff on Mexico for a month while the two sides work out an agreement. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced today in a conversation with Donald Trump, Mexico has agreed to fortify its border with 10,000 National Guard troops trying to block the flow of drugs, especially fentanyl. Trump also expected to speak today with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau before tariffs aimed at Canada kick in. There's just so much here. First of all, is fentanyl? We haven't heard anything about the Canadian border and fentanyl flowing over the Canadian border. This is the first that I've heard that that's a big issue. Because in everything that I have read leading up to this point, the vast majority of fentanyl ends up in our country by U.S. citizens who bring it in. And it was also my understanding that China is the one that creates fentanyl, and yet Trump's only hitting them with a 10% tariff, not the 25% that he has threatened against Canada and Mexico, although now again, apparently there is some waiting period on whether or not those tariffs are going to kick in on Mexico, which is good, because if you don't want $9 avocados, that's a good thing. This still, however, could affect many, 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 many of our products, and especially things like lumber that comes from Canada. And this happened the last time. You think housing prices are bad and we don't have enough housing, we don't have enough single-family housing. This is not going to help the housing market. If we're going to put on tariffs on lumber coming into our country from Canada. It's going to be interesting as this goes along, but this could easily affect Wisconsin growers, manufacturers. Even Ron Johnson said this morning on his Senate website, the demand from overseas helps fuel Wisconsin's state economy and creates well-paid jobs. Those jobs and future job growth will be at risk if the U.S. withdraws from trade agreements and cedes foreign markets to global competitors. We live in a global economy. You are right, Ron. We do. We don't have the luxury of deciding whether or not we wish to compete. We must compete. Senator Ron Johnson believes America can win that competition. He will support free and fair trade deals to strengthen our economy and provide expanding opportunities. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, we are talking about tariffs and us how this is going to affect us. And Calvin, you alluded to this as well. I've seen over the weekend people putting on social media sites that if you're a patriot, you will pay higher prices and you won't complain about it. That's just part now of being a good American and supporting the Trump administration.
Yeah, I saw this political cartoon that was, it was like a before and after, and it was like 2024 eggs were $3 and it's Biden. And then it's 2025 and eggs are $9. And it's like, well, actually, the price of eggs is a complex.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of just throw up your hands and be like, well, I guess it doesn't matter what we say.
Reality still matters, at least in some circles. 855-752-4842. We have Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Good morning, Ollie. How are you? Hola.
Comment on... Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on Ron Johnson speaking out of both sides of his mouth. Even spineless Mitch McConnell was on and condemning the president's enacting the tariffs. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Are you talking about last night on 60 Minutes with Mitch McConnell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's pretty amazing because he was asked at one point about something he had said about the Trump administration, and he claimed that that was in a private conversation, but he put it in a book. That kind of takes away from the argument that that was something that he said in a private conversation, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they say one thing to one people and another thing to somebody else. And just like Trump, you can't take them at their word. Mitch McConnell came right out after the January 6th and said that Trump was to blame and then changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he essentially said, if I remember correctly, Ola, that the Senate did not have the power to hold him accountable for January 6th. That's why we had the courts, right?
What a joke.
Huh? Yeah, seriously, what a joke. Thank you so much for calling, Ola. Really, really appreciate it. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. On Friday, very stable, genius, convicted felon Donald Trump said he's not using tariffs as a negotiating tool, but as a way to raise money. He plans to add additional tariffs at some point on computer chips, things associated with chips, oil and gas, steel, aluminum, copper, pharmaceuticals, and all forms of medicine. We will continue this. Mark, I see you on the line. I'll take you when we come back. We have a little break, and then we will return. Stay with us. You're listening to Matinee on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouthwatering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Greg is off. He will be back tomorrow. And just a reminder, February 18th is Wisconsin Spring Primary. There is a primary for the Wisconsin's head of public instruction. So that's what the primary is for. There will be some other local races on that February 18th ballot. The big one, the spring general election, Tuesday, April 1st. And that will determine which way Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to go. We'll be talking about that quite a bit leading up to the election. Before we went to the break, though, we were talking about tariffs. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has paused sweeping tariffs on Mexico for 1 month. He had promised a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. He said he will also be speaking to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today to see if they can come to some agreement. He did acknowledge over the weekend, though, and I think this is important for people to realize, Donald Trump acknowledged over the weekend in a social media post, his trade wars may cause pain, but he says it's all going to be worth the price that must be paid. And co-president Elon Musk actually said a few months ago, Calvin, that, we're going to have 2 years of pain. 2 years of pain. And then everything apparently is going to be just ducky. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, thank you for your patience, sir. What did you want to say about this?
As I've said before, yes, Trump indeed is a stable genius. He is a stable genus, which is a horse's ass. Equinus, Asinius, Asinius. That's the only kind of stable genius that Donald Trump is just, it's just ridiculous. All he said during the campaign is, I'm going to lower prices immediately and things will just be all magical. Now you say there's going to be pain like we all knew that was going to happen with these tariffs and his other nonsense because the elimination of what the USAID helps us stop diseases over there so yep. they don't get over here.
Yep.
I mean, that how many people are going to die because Elon Musk did this nonsense, and it is just and those guys are never going to pay the price because there's going to be thousands of Americans likely dying because they shut down USAID.
Well, and nobody, as far as I remember, Mark, and I'm getting older and I forget things, nobody elected Elon Musk.
They didn't. I mean, and he's an illegal immigrant because he violated a student visa when he, you know, stayed here, passed his visa, and started doing business before he was unauthorized by the visa that he had. So, I mean, it's just ironic that he's so all for getting rid of the people who have done the same thing that he did.
Yeah. Because I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so very much. Also this morning, and I think that this is important to get out before it gets forgotten, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, was on Fox News this morning, and here is what he said. We don't want to blow a hole in the deficit by extending the Trump-era tax cuts, but we're definitely going to get that extended. So Mike Johnson essentially just said, yeah, we're going to blow a hole in the deficit to extend the Trump tax cuts because the ultra wealthy need another yacht. It's embarrassing when Jeff Bezos has the biggest boat, Calvin, and we can't let other billionaires and millionaires feel badly. It's a shame.
Well, and that's just the other side of it is these tariffs don't help the billionaires make more money. So the whole thing, it's just like throwing crap at the wall and seeing if something sticks, because charging consumers, affecting prices for consumers negatively means the billionaires are able to extract less money from us. So like Jeff Bezos, for example, he makes money when we order things off Amazon. If things are more expensive off Amazon, people will order things less things and he'll make less money. So I'm not really understanding the economics of the billionaires who support these type of policies.
That's an interesting point. There's something in it for them. They wouldn't support it otherwise. This all has to be to their benefit. And I've been seeing different things this morning about, so as this money comes in from these tariffs, as our importers pay more, where does that slush fund of money go? And who is going to be following that? That's a question worth following up on. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, Jane. I just wonder if I could circle back to the state politics with the Supreme Court race with the justice who recused himself because he wrote the law.
Yep.
You didn't really touch on it. Is the right going to be making a big deal out of the other Supreme Court justice, Janet Presiowicz, whatever, recusing herself only because she made a comment about Act 10 during the campaign? I don't think that anywhere, you know, reaches the level of actually writing the law, you know, when the gentleman did it, you know, recuse himself. But are they going to make a huge push now that she should also recuse herself?
I would expect that, Jim. Absolutely. They're going to jump on this and say, look, our guy did the right thing, and now your girl is refusing to do the right thing. I think that's absolutely going to come up. Because, again, as you said, she did comment on Act 10 and whether or not she believed it was legal. And at least in my estimation, they're going to jump on that and expect her to recuse herself as well. But again, that will still leave the liberals with a one person majority on the court. So thank you so much for chiming in on that. I really appreciate it, Jim. And thank you so much for listening. We only have very short time before we go to break. I was wrong. I screwed up. I own it. Carolyn Leavitt, Trump press secretary, did not say that Jesus didn't have electricity. So what are you worrying about? That was a hoax. I swallowed it. I gobbled it up. I talked about it this morning briefly with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio. I was wrong. And I apologize. News coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global if you got the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We've been reporting on the growing number of people and organizations who have raised their voices asking for increased safety measures at the intersection of Highway 10 and Highway 186. In December, 17-year-old Casey Ramtham was killed at that intersection. Her mother, Amanda Ramtham, has sent a heart-wrenching letter to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. As a mother having to live through her worst nightmare of losing her child, Amanda urges the DOT to put an overpass at the intersection to increase safety. She encourages everyone to reach out to your elected officials to push for this change to happen. Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend, campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Lisa Hale has more.
She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common-sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st.
Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick. The Friends of Rapids Music Festival will be back this year. FRM Fest 8 is September 20th at noon in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. With snow heavy at times, temperatures are hovering in the low 30s. And winds a bit breezy, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. As we stay mostly cloudy tonight, we fall cold, down to the single digits. And tomorrow, we'll be battling a wind chill. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday, we visit live with Jill Underley, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, about her run for re-election, starting with a primary, in just 2 weeks.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Maggie Dawn show from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. She's going to talk about Beyonce's historic night last night at the Grammys and what the tariff free-for-all means for you and us. We were just talking a little bit about tariffs. This is going to be an ongoing discussion, no doubt. At least today, your avocados are not $9. I saw this, Calvin, and I thought immediately of you because you're much more kind of in this world than I certainly am. And the headline reads this from Raw Story: unbelievably pathetic, gamers turn on Elon Musk over alleged cheating. First of all, let me go lie down because I'm so shocked that Elon Musk might cheat at something as inconsequential as a game. Wow, never expected that. Gavin, can you explain the realm in which Elmo is cheating?
Yeah, so you might think he's cheating at a game, so he must be playing against people, like it's a competitive type of deal.
Right.
That's not even really the case.
He's not even cheating against a competitor?
No. So there are leaderboards in this game, but they have to do with your performance against computer-controlled enemies.
Okay.
So what he's playing a game called Path of Exile 2. And in this game, you create a character, and you go and you fight monsters and that kind of thing, and you level up your character.
Makes sense.
And the goal is you collect different items that make your character better.
Make them stronger, give them more skills, more strength, stuff like
precisely.
That.
Precisely. Okay. And then there's like specific challenging parts of the game, like called dungeons. And I guess I've never actually played Path of Exile 2, but from my understanding, the leaderboards have to do with how much damage or how fast you can do the dungeon. So those
are the metrics.
Yes. So basically the draw of these games are they're a grind. You have to commit lots of time to them.
To get to these levels, to get to these dungeons.
And not only that, there's also like the items. Like, there's only, like, when you complete a dungeon, it might only have a 5% chance to drop for you. So you have to run it over and over again to get it to drop for you and that kind of thing. So what people have discovered is that Elon Musk, for as busy a guy as you would think he is, has massive achievements in these games for how short of time they have been out. So, yeah, I mean, he accomplished things that full. So within the gaming media sphere, there's streamers who play online and people watch their gameplay and chat with them and that kind of thing.
Which is a whole nother discussion.
That's a whole nother discussion. But there's people who do that as a full-time job.
Play games. Yes.
And play this game specifically that don't have accounts that look like his as far as progression. So,
and I just want to slow down. So there are people who do that. They play this game for a living.
Well, it's more than just playing the game. You're kind of, I guess, an entertainer of sorts. You are playing the game and interacting with an audience that's watching.
Okay. But still, this is their job, essentially.
Yes. Like Twitch, which is owned by Amazon, but they're the primary platform. But also, I mean, there's YouTube as well. YouTube does streaming. But yeah, so there's people who have commit hours and weeks of time to this game that aren't as far as he is. And this guy is running three companies and he's the president of the United States. And like, it's insane. So basically, what Elon's doing, and this is directly against the terms of service of the game, is he is either purchasing accounts that are already leveled up, or is he is paying someone to level the account up for him. Which, again, this just like goes to show some like deep psychological issues he has.
No kidding.
What is the point of that? I don't know. He's, because for anyone who's actually played the game, it's evident that that's what he's done. And anyone who hasn't played the game doesn't care. So it's just really odd, like, who he's trying to impress with this.
Well, as you say, it's a very specific group of people who are in this world and heavily invested in this world. Not that it's only a couple people, because it's not, right, Calvin? I mean, this is a big community. The gaming community is a big community.
Yeah, I mean, this game specifically, I think it has at least tens of thousands of players, and the gaming community at large is definitely in the millions.
So it is so important to our co-president that he be considered the best at a game that he actually buys other accounts who have done better than him so he can claim that he made these achievements.
Yes, but then it gets... Part of the reason people know this is obviously just from the time factor, but then he himself has streamed himself playing the game and seems to have a very poor understanding of how the game actually works, which would be surprising if he had actually played that much. So yeah, it's just all around he's like basically went live and was like, oh, check out my cool game that I did all this stuff on. And then people are like, but you don't even know how the game works. How
did
you do it?
You're not playing it right. So he essentially exposed himself.
100%. Completely exposed himself.
Now, I have seen, I mean, there are entire Reddit threads dedicated to nothing but Elon cheats.
Yeah, I linked one in our show plan, and it's the documenting the saga of Elon Musk's account. And it has receipts, links, everything that you could want to prove that Elon is cheating.
Can you share some of the cleaner comments that fellow gamers are sharing about our co-president Elon Musk?
Yeah, I can find a couple. Yeah, one guy said the stream was such an unnecessary self-own. If he just streamed himself playing low-level campaign and learning it, it would be way better look than trying to pretend he's really high-ranking in the game, yet obviously he has no idea what he's doing. It's not his account, at least not an account he played from zero. That, like, so it's just people obviously pointing it out how ridiculous it is.
And he did it to himself.
Well, yeah, exactly. People wouldn't even have known that this is how he plays the game if he wouldn't have streamed himself playing the game like this.
As someone who's in the gaming community, Calvin, how deep is the disdain for someone who does something like this? I mean, there has to be a great amount of pride when you do play this and you do get to this level and you do this dungeon and all of those things, and I can't even imagine what the response is from the gaming community.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super involved in this type of game, but I can. It's weird. Like, that's the thing that's most obvious, is just it's weird. As you've heard about this kind of like thing, like, oh, you can buy an account, and but Evan's like, well, why would you do that? You want to play the game. And it's really confusing. I'm almost at a loss for words, because it doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't give anyone a better impression of him.
Well, he doesn't win anything.
Yeah, and it's not like, yeah, like I said, it's really confusing. That one person said he pays people to play his accounts full time. Same thing happened with Diablo 4. The dude is the least authentic human of all time, said one commenter.
I find that hard to dispute.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's confusing. It's weird. I think it's evident even when you go back to when he first kind of became a public figure. The first time I remember him was his initial Joe Rogan interview. And I think you can all kind of get the sense that he has this deep desire to fit in, but he immensely struggles with it. And I think that it just manifests in all these weird ways.
Well, he really wants to be liked, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely seems like he's immensely unlikable. I wouldn't want to hang out with him.
PJ on the live stream says, honestly, I don't care what Elon is doing in a video game. I care about what he's doing in the Treasury Department right now. And PJ, we are going to talk about that absolutely this week, what happened with Elon. And apparently he's got six little minions who are working for him under this DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, which, according to my understanding, is not part of the U.S. government. This is not a U.S. governmental agency. This is something Trump invented. And Elon and six of his little minions, who are mostly recent graduates from college, who are already working for him in some capacity, he's bringing these boys in and giving them access to all kinds of things within the U.S. government that they probably shouldn't have access to. I guess, PJ, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because this yet is another window into who this person is and who our president has placed so much responsibility and apparent trust in. The guy who is so small, he feels the need to cheat at video games. This says a lot about this person. And to me, it also says a lot about our attitude now about cheaters and celebrating bad behavior and celebrating people who cheat and celebrating people who do anything to win, because that is the most important thing. This isn't going to serve us well in the long run, at least in my estimation. But yes, PJ, we will talk more seriously about what's happening with the Treasury Department and Elon and Doge and all of his 22-year-old minions who are essentially infiltrating our government. All right. When we return, we are going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Go Ahead, Try and Take It edition. And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, or anything else that you want to contact the show about, it's the same email. It's Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Tisbat coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Essential Oils 101. This next free event from Family Natural Foods is on Tuesday, February 18th, 5:15 p.m. Liza will present all the amazing benefits and uses of essential oils with discounts and free samples for all attendees. Check out the Family Natural Foods Facebook page for more info. Essential Oils 101 is an event not to be missed. Learn how they can benefit you and your family on Wednesday evening, February 18th at 5:15. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air, Jane Matt Mayer, and Dr. Slide coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about Elon Musk apparently cheating at video games because it's very important to him. And we'd also been talking about Elon and money. And John from Milwaukee hit a text. The hypocrisy. George Soros is the biggest political influencer in the Democratic Party, but I hear nothing about him. Did anyone vote for Soros, you hypocrites? I guess I would just like to point out that Joe Biden never gave George Soros control over a system paying Social Security, Medicare, tax refunds, or federal contracts, and also didn't allow George Soros to set up a government agency, which Congress has never approved. So okay. Thanks, John.
And George Soros also doesn't own one of the three largest social media companies. Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. And again, we will be talking about what happened over the weekend with the Treasury Department and Elon and Doge and his little minions coming in. Again, none of those folks elected officials, but Republicans have no problem with Elon. That's all good. They're fine. Don't worry about it. All right. It's 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today, it's the Just Try and Take It edition. This from FOTKEY.com. Headline reads, a car that is impossible to steal was stolen in 15 minutes. An Englishman bought a Range Rover Edition 1 for about $220,000, Calvin. The dealership explained to him that this ultra-luxury SUV is positioned as unstealable. However, the new owner didn't have a whole lot of time to enjoy his new car. Just 60 hours later, his limited edition luxury SUV was stolen from his driveway. The 45-year-old said the dealership assured him The car was not susceptible to theft. Therefore, he shelled out for his limited edition Range Rover 2024 SV Edition 1 for about $200,000. It also has lots and lots of extras, Calvin, like $12,000 wheels, which everyone knows you need the better those wheels. Regular wheels just aren't going to cut it, I guess, when you shell out that money for your big fancy schmancy car. Also, as it has seats that vibrate to the beat of music. John from Warwickshire, England, he said he knew that this car would attract unwanted attention in a country where luxury car thefts have been on the rise in recent years, but he says he was told the car has a new security update from Jaguar Land Rover to make it unstealable. Less than 60 hours later, John's car was stolen from his driveway. John told reporters he had asked the staff about installing a ghost immobilizer that requires a password in order to start the car, but he was told it was unnecessary because nobody could steal this car. He woke up to several missed calls from a car tracking company and then looked out his window to see, his driveway was empty. Security cameras showed three people getting out of a vehicle about 1 in the morning. One stayed at the scene, two others headed for his luxury SUV. Neither got close enough for them to use the key scanner, but somehow they still got access to the car. And within 15 minutes, they were inside and driving away. I'm sure John, the guy who just shelled out over $220,000 for his unstealable car, will have some words for the guys at the dealership. But I just think it's safe to assume that don't assume nothing is something is not stealable. It's not going to work out well for you. Just ask John. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Greg Bach will be back from a couple of days off. Abigail Sweats will be joining us from Fair, Wisconsin. We are going to talk about what they're hearing from their LGBTQ and their concerns now 2 weeks into the second Donald Trump administration. Don't forget, news is coming up next. Then it's Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6 p.m., Pete Schwabe lighten things up a little bit, 6 to 8 with Nightlights, and then Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. It all starts early in the morning with Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio from 6 to 8, and Earl Ingram Jr. right before us from 10 until noon. Thank you, Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says planned U.S. tariffs against Mexico have been paused for a month. CBS's Adrian Bard says it comes after Mexico took action.
Mexico agreed to reinforce its northern border with 10,000 troops effective immediately to help stave off fentanyl trafficking.
Trump says he'll talk later with Canada's prime minister. Market strategist Victoria Fernandez says it all has investors on edge.
We knew going into the whole situation with tariffs that it was going to be a very fluid environment that we were in. Trump has spoken about how this is a negotiating tool, and so we knew there could be changes.
CBS's Skyler Henry says crews are trying to get the crashed American Airlines jetliner out of the Potomac River.
There are still 12 remains that are still unaccounted for. Officials indicated yesterday that they believe that the removal of this wreckage could help divers and others find those 12 remains.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Join us on the next Midday.